Right now, John Ray, Ray Mateva and Associates out of Miller Place. John, of course, has been at the lead as far as representation, mainly, of course, the Gilbert family we're talking about, Shannon Gilbert, the first of many individuals who have been identified, murdered, missing, and whatnot, all from the Gilgo Beach going back 10 years. And we welcome John to the show. Revelation yesterday of another name of identification. John, good to have you.
Hey, Jay. Good morning.
So Valerie Mack is, I guess, Jane Doe number six as the investigation moves on. You know, I found it a little bit odd on that phoner yesterday, the press conference from the police department of Geraldine Hart. She basically gave you a 50-second dissertation of the name and questions and answers right thereafter. Really not elaborating a lot on it. I don't know. I just found it odd. I found this whole investigation odd, quite frankly, from the get-go. I go back to January. You and I have had discussions, the revelation of the belt with the initials. Nothing really said a lot thereafter. The tug of war regarding the tapes of the phone call from Shannon, in which the appeal court ruled in your favor that the department had to give up those tapes. Just very odd as far as the sequence of events, John. That's what it is.
Yes, it is. I think some of the questions that were asked of the commissioner just didn't really put her on the spot. She needs to be put on the spot about this 9.5-year investigation that's gone nowhere so far. For example, she was asked by Channel 12, you know, what's holding up getting the DNA of why aren't you testing the DNA of the baby who was found dead there, and the other Jane Doe, who is also, we also call Peaches because of the Peaches tattoo. And the answer, there was no answer. In fact, what needs to be asked of her is, what do you mean after 9 years you're only taking the DNA of these people now? The commissioner said, oh, we're having a real hard time getting the DNA. Why are you having a hard time getting the DNA? The DNA could have been taken 9 years ago. It makes no sense. And somebody needs to, you know, challenge her and say, why is this happening? Here's another thing that she just failed to speak about. When she was asked about some of the other bodies that still haven't been identified, including the legs that floated up in Fire Island and belonged to one of the does in Gilgo Beach, she said, we're not investigating the legs from Fire Island. That's what she said. She said, we're not investigating them. And as to the other body that is a doe, she said, that's Nassau County because that was over the Nassau County line. Well, wait a minute. That other doe, they were able to identify that other Jane Doe as being the mother of the baby, and the baby is found in Suffolk County. So there is absolutely no excuse to pass the buck to Nassau. And I met with the homicide, the head of the homicide department for Nassau County years ago, and they were told by Suffolk County, we'll handle it. Nassau County, stay out. Nassau County agreed to stay out. So what the commissioner said yesterday makes no sense. And it's kind of consonant with, it's you know, an agreement with something else that's really bothering me for a while now. And that is why, in the winter of 2010 going into 2011, when they were looking still for Shannon Gilbert, and they had just discovered four bodies, they decided to stop the investigation, halt the investigation, because, according to Commissioner Dormer, it was winter time. And he actually said, and it's a matter of record, that the reason they stopped was because, well, you know, there's frost on the ground, and the dogs don't like the winter. That's what he said. Absurd explanations of why they stopped the investigation right after they found four bodies. Wouldn't you think, my goodness, we have to keep going, especially because they had not yet found Shannon Gilbert and knew that she, like the other four, was a sex worker and knew that she was missing. That's why they were looking in the first place. Why in God's name would they stop? if there's frost on the ground, the police knew that every single body and body part they found up until then was above ground. It was, none of them were ever buried. So the explanation is like the explanation of the, what was on the tape, a complete lie. And there's got to be reasons for this. Dormer himself, the commissioner, before he stepped out and before he passed away, said that it's going to probably, first of all, he speculated it's going to be a police officer, and he also speculated that it's, or he said, that it's going to surprise you who it is, it's going to be somebody who's prominent, and it's going to be somebody who you know. That's what he said. So what's the reason for having stopped this investigation? What's the reason for not getting the DNA? Where is the jacket of Shannon Gilbert, which the police misplaced, according to the medical examiner I spoke to personally? Where is the, you know, and the DNA testing on the jacket that Shannon lost the night she ran away? Where are all of these things? What is wrong here? Is this new commissioner just going along with whatever she's being told? While she was giving that press conference, there was somebody in the background, a male voice, telling her what to say.
Yeah. Well, you know, John, you go back to that press conference, the presser in January regarding the belt and the initials. That was odd, too. You know, it just seemed like she was a deer in the headlights. I'm sorry. And she couldn't wait to get off that podium, to be honest with you. That was a quick presser. And, you know, you think about a revelation of a piece of evidence, significant, you would think, from back in January, right? With initials and everything else. But we haven't even heard anything on that in the last 4 months. You know, the latest thing we heard was the phone call tapes that, you know, the battle between you and the department about the release of those tapes going from court to court, appellate to appellate and everything else, and finally a decision in your favor. You know, it almost seems like when you have a piece of information and when you hold a press conference, the Suffolk County Police Department has to one-up you with information, you know, and it makes no sense to me. I can't figure this out. Everything you said is right. The whole Dormer thing, you know, the investigation, where are we at? It's been 10 years almost. You know, can you give us something? There's no transparency in this department. I was very critical of the Lugergo kid and the case and the Amber Alert from way back. That was not handled right, in my opinion, letting the father and son go past state lines and look what happened. You know, everything just doesn't seem right to me with this department. It's almost as if they're covering up something. They don't want information out. It's something within the department. It's almost like they're trying to save face here. They haven't given you anything. And yesterday was a prime example of that.
It was indeed. And you have to ask yourself what when they're taking credit now for having discovered Jane Doe's identity. It was the FBI who discovered that, basically, through their new techniques that Suffolk County finally applied through the FBI. The FBI did it. The Suffolk County Police didn't do it. And all we get from her, from the commissioner after commissioner and police spokesman after police spokesman, is plaudits, government speak plaudits for the great work the police department is doing and how hard they're working. Excuse me, they're supposed to be working hard. This is a homicide. That's they're obliged to do that. I give no plaudits for hard work. Hard work isn't a damn bit of difference one way or the other if you don't find the killers. And they're supposed to do hard work. That's expected. I want to give them plaudits when they start actually solving the case, which, you know, maybe they'll do now. Well, let's hope they'll do. But I don't, you know, I don't have any great faith from what I've heard. What about the belt? Where is the belt? Did they lose the belt? Has anybody? Why are they saying right now that that they need? They're having a difficult time getting DNA from the toddler and the other Jane Doe. Why now are they having this trouble when for 9 years they had an opportunity to get that DNA? Something's wrong with the story. Somebody needs to pierce into this and say, wait a minute, the police department needs to be investigated.
You know, I agree.
That's really
John,
what needs to happen here.
Nothing on the belt in the last 5 months. Nothing.
Where's the belt?
They dangled a carrot in front of all of us, and then see ya. I mean, can you give it?
Could it be because they don't have the belt? I mean, if they had the belt, wouldn't they know which side was up? Wouldn't they? But they don't know which side is up. If it's a size 40 belt, it's likely a man. If it's a size 22 or a 24, it's likely a woman. But, you know, why don't they tell us those things? Why is this cat and mouse game played? Is it because they've lost the evidence or they've done something wrong with the evidence? You know, they kept the court in the dark for 3 years as I fought them in court over the 911 tapes. They kept them in the dark, pretending without saying directly that they had the original 911 tapes. They never had the original 911 tapes. And those tapes are now destroyed. They kept them the court in the dark when they said, well, they fought me on giving up the transcripts of the tapes and giving up the analyses of the tapes. Guess what? They never did an analysis and never made a transcript of any of the tapes. But they never told the court that. They deceived the court, willfully deceived the court by not addressing the issue. When I brought it up, I brought it up and said, maybe they don't have these things. That's why they're hiding them. They never admitted to the court that they didn't have these things. Why not? Because there's bumbling incompetence that stretches all the way back to the beginning. Hopefully the new regime is going to overcome that. But, you know, I'm beginning to have my doubts because of what I heard yesterday that they said. So, you know, where is this going?
Listen, I got no confidence right now. And here's the other thing I want to know. The FBI is on this investigation, correct? Why is the FBI standing in the background here looking at this? And, you know, they've got to be wondering if Suffolk County has a lead, why aren't they revealing anything more? Why aren't they being a little more transparent? Why are we going 5 months at a clip before we hear any word? I'm wondering, why is the FBI been so silent in all of this? Why haven't they kind of forge their way into this thing a little bit more, John?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know that Chief Burke deliberately, along with the absolute active cooperation of D.A. Spoda, those two characters actually forced the FBI to stay out. They told them to stay out. We know that for a fact. That's established. So they kept the FBI out. Now the FBI comes back in. I think I've even seen one of the police officers with an FBI agent. But I don't know that their role has been active. It's been more passive, as in taking care of this, you know, testing that they just did. But I don't see FBI agents independently on the beat interviewing witnesses. That's not happening. I don't know why.
Yeah. John Ray, Raymond Tevin Associates. John, before we let you go, it'd be remiss of me not even to bring up, you know, with all that was going on this week and then the Gilgo stuff, you were involved and you still are. Very important case, very important decision. Groundbreaking when you think about it, folks, because nowhere in this country has a judge ever ruled on an issue before of the magnitude. We're talking about the school teacher and the selfie that was taken and everything else. Let's get into that, where the judge ruled that the lawsuit, civil rights lawsuit, folks, can proceed on behalf of this Laura Miranda. She is the Bellport Middle School teacher alleging discrimination. She was fired, I guess, after a student obtained her topless selfie. And it was filed last year by Miranda regarding the South Country Central School District discriminated against her because she's a woman. And it went under the rug this week there. Go ahead. Give me a little something on that.
Yeah, we had a signal victory on that issue. The federal judge, as you say, for the first time in America, has ruled that it is possible for a woman to bring a discrimination case on the basis of gender if she's picked upon, fired, or such, because of the exposure of her breasts. So he's basically made equivalent a man's breast with a woman's breast, and that you can't pick on a woman for that. So we, you know, when I put the papers in to the court, we were able to show the depictions of some 30-odd different male teachers and students at the South Country Bellport schools, where their breasts were bared, floating in, you know, swimming pools, swimming on the beach, things like that, and at school, with bare chest. So what's the difference when Lauren's breasts were exposed in the selfie? And this, it's also, and the judge said there is no difference, basically, if you could prove that, and we can. So the other thing is that I think it's an also a victory for not only women, but it's also for millennials, in the sense that the judge even says, look, you know, people take selfies all the time. You're not going to discriminate against them because one of them leaked out through some other source. That's just not going to happen. And that's what the court also said. So the millennial age says, look, we're not. This is not the Playboy era, the Playboy magazine era, where every woman's breasts are considered carnal and lascivious. She didn't pose in a way in this photo that was in any way intended to be, you know, alluring in a sexual sense. She's just kneeling there with, you know, her breasts are exposed. She's getting ready for work. That's just not going to cut it anymore with millennials. They just don't buy into that old, you know, kind of dirty mind mentality of the past generation. So it's a victory for the future also.
It is. And, you know, listen, and not to sound too Pollyannish here, but, you know, there are those on the other side that will say, well, you know what? She's a teacher, middle school. You're taking a selfie, your breasts and everything else. Maybe better judgment knowing that, you know, sometimes on social media, things do get leaked out and could have ramifications. On the other side,
criminal ramifications, though. In 47 states, there are laws against misusing someone's private emails, private texts and whatever, photos, et cetera. There are laws against that. There are criminal laws against misusing them, and you know, they're revenge porn. In other words, there are laws against that in 47 states. We're protected in 47 states against that. So, the law is trending in the direction which this judge is going with this case. That's really the truth. So, I mean, people send selfies all the time. All of a sudden, you're going to if you're going to stay, you're going to get fired if that selfie comes out. I'll tell you what, there's got to be several million people out there worrying right now about that their selfies are going to be exposed if Lauren were to have lost this case. So
yes,
we're going forward with it, and let's hope we get to the end.
A precedent certainly in place. John Ray, Raymond Tevin Associates, ladies and gentlemen, Miller Place. John, have a great weekend. It'll be an interesting week. We'll see what happens with all this stuff. Crazy stuff.
Okay, keep you posted, everybody.
Thank you, sir. John Ray.